For today's GeoQuiz, first find the world's longest continental mountain range. That takes us to the Andes in South America. They form a long mountainous border between Chile and Argentina. Now head down the eastern slope of the Andes toward the geographical center of Argentina, and you can't miss the city we're looking for. It's Argentina's second largest city, roughly 400 miles northwest of the capital, Buenos Aires, and it's where Argentina's space agency has a ground station. The command and control center tracks satellites, including a new one that was launched just a few days ago. Argentina teamed up with NASA for the mission called Aquarius, and we'll tell you a bit more about what the new satellite sees from space after you take a crack at the answer. So again, we're looking for the Argentine city that's home to a satellite command center. Okay, back to our GeoQuiz now. For today's quiz, we were looking for a city that's playing a key role in a new space collaboration between the U.S. and Argentina. The world's David LaValle has the answer right after this countdown.
3, 2, 1. We have ignition and liftoff of Aquarius and the SAC-D Observatory on an international mission to study Earth's salty seas.
The launch of the Aquarius space mission late last week at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California marked the beginning of a new collaboration between NASA and Argentina.
Let me tell you that how proud we are, the Argentinians, of this achievement.
Argentina's Foreign Minister Hector Timmerman was on hand for the event, along with hundreds of scientists from NASA and the Argentine space agency, CONAI. The launch was handled by NASA, but the mission will be managed from the Argentine city we're looking for. Here's CONAI's project manager, Daniel Caruso.
Mission Operations Center is located in Cordoba in Argentina, where CONAI has the ground station to control the satellite.
So Cordoba, Argentina, is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Shortly after Aquarius reached its orbit and unfurled its solar sails, the satellite began to communicate with its ground station in Cordoba. The name Aquarius might give you a hint about its mission. It's looking at the oceans. Specifically, it's measuring and mapping how salty the oceans are. Amit Sen is NASA's project manager.
It's one of the key missing parameters that we haven't studied about this world. We look at oceans, and we know they're salty. And we know that the salt moves heat around the world. So by measuring the density of salt in the ocean and its movement and and the water cycle and circulation, we'll be knowing more about how climate is linked with this circulation.
In other words, understanding the salinity of different parts of the global ocean could be key to understanding how it moves heat around the planet, and that in turn will help us better understand how different parts of the world will be affected by climate change. You might think of the oceans as one big salty pool, but its saltiness varies from place to place and over time. Aquarius can remotely sense even tiny changes in salinity, so small you couldn't even taste the difference. And it does this from 400 miles up. Project scientist Yi Chao says the satellite is outfitted with extremely sensitive devices known as radiometers.
The way we measure ocean salinity is to collect microwave emission from the ocean surface by these radiometers. This emission from the ocean surface is correlated with the salinity. So you can think about this radiometer as very precise, sensitive radio receivers.
Chao says Aquarius will take a global snapshot of all of the planet's oceans every 7 days, something that's never been done before.
Many of the part of the ocean never been sampled because logistically it's difficult to get there by ships. There's also a majority of the area in the Southern Ocean during the last 100 years, they only collect less than 10 samples.
One area of special interest is the salty North Atlantic. The melting of ice in the Arctic and Greenland is adding a lot of fresh water to the Atlantic. Scientists want to better understand how that changing salinity is affecting global ocean currents and climate.
Mach 1, vehicle now going transonic.
Aquarius has a few other tricks up its sleeve. The data it collects on salty water could help scientists studying the way hurricanes form. Aquarius also carries thermal cameras that will snap shots of volcanic eruptions and wildfires around the planet. NASA says those images will soon be available via an Aquarius iPhone app. For the world, I'm David LaValle.
And speaking of things you can do with your phone, we've got a few GeoQuiz texting game winners to congratulate. They are
Yuki from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Raquel from Washington, D.C.
This is Omar from Lakeland, Florida. The answer to the G-quiz is Cordoba.
That would be Cordoba, Argentina. No rich Corinthian leather included. You can join in next time we play the GeoQuiz texting game. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. That's 69866.